Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're launching the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending May 13th, 2017. The chart again rises to the occasion, giving us another big new hit. Let's start things off in 5th place, where Future holds with Mask Off. He just tallied another sales milestone. Hold on for details.
Percocet, Miley Percocet.
Future spends a second straight week at number 5 with Mask Off. Last week, Future's self-titled 5th album was certified gold, signaling sales of 500,000. That's in addition to the single Draco, also going gold. That was the 8th plaque Future earned in the month of April from the Recording Industry Association of America. And to top it all off, he's currently on a headlining tour of North America. For the past 3 weeks, 4th place has been where the action is. That's the case today as Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee jump 5 slots with Despacito, featuring Justin Bieber singing in Spanish for the first time. How did this collaboration come about? I'll tell you in a moment.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee surge 5 slots to number 4 with the remix of Despacito featuring Justin Bieber. Luis says Justin approached him about doing this track. It was already a global hit when Justin heard it in a Colombian nightclub. Luis also says it was Justin's idea to sing in Spanish. The same day this song appeared, Justin Bieber sang it in concert in Puerto Rico. Kendrick Lamar loses his crown this week as Humble falls to 3rd place. And this week, Kendrick's people had a brush with crime. Hang on for details.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put lil' baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell him be humble.
Holla.
Sit
holla,
down.
Holla,
be humble.
Holla.
Sit
holla,
down.
Sit down,
be humble.
Holla.
Kendrick Lamar is no longer your Hot 100 champ as Humble drops to 3rd place. A scam artist claiming to be Adele's manager tried to cheat Kendrick's label out of $250 concert tickets. Police say a man named Justin Jackson emailed Interscope Records claiming to be Adele's manager. He requested 3 free tickets to the Rolling Loud Festival in Miami, where Kendrick was performing. Kendrick's people promptly called Adele's real rep, and the deception was revealed. Police arrested Jackson and his wife. It turns out Jackson has a lengthy arrest record and once impersonated Madonna's manager. Ed Sheeran is an honest runner-up for the 2nd straight week with Shape of You. How does Ed keep sane on the road? You'll find out after the song.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. Bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran holds in 2nd place with his former champ, Shape of You. Ed says he relies on 12 longtime friends to keep him grounded when fame and the rigors of touring get to be a little too much. In fact, he employs 4 of them. We greet a familiar face at number 1. Bruno Mars notches his 7th career Hot 100 title as That's What I Like jumps 2 slots. We'll crunch some numbers after the song.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars is your new Hot 100 champion with That's What I Like. This is the 1,063rd number one single in the chart's 58-year history. It's Bruno's 7th number one entry and his first since Uptown Funk ruled for 14 weeks back in 2015. Can Bruno keep it going? We'll find out in 7 days, and thanks for joining me today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.